Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Our guest on today's program is Josh Bernoff. He's co-author of the Business Week bestseller, Groundswell, which has been called the best book ever written on marketing and media by Advertising Age. He's co-author with Ted Shadler of a brand new book called Empowered, Unleash Your Employees, Energize Your Customers, Transform Your Business. Josh, welcome to Edgewise.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, the term empowered is not new, but you use it in a new fashion. Could you explain how you're using it in your book?
We believe that individuals becoming empowered is happening because of the social and other technologies they have accessible to them. Now that we have smart mobile devices and things like Facebook and Twitter, you have customers expressing themselves in ways that take your brand and do whatever they want with it. These empowered customers can be a real challenge for companies to deal with, but the same technologies empower employees to solve the problems that those customers have. In contrast to the way it used to be, where technology was something you got from the IT department, people now use these technologies on their own in business to solve customer problems. And so this might be Derek Gottfried at the New York Times figuring out a way to use a credit card and servers at Amazon to more efficiently deliver archive versions of the newspaper. It could be Rob Sharp at Black & Decker, who figured out that video was a great way for salespeople to train each other and vastly decrease the amount of time spent on training. The difference is these things don't require some sort of tech wizardry. Anybody who can use Facebook or use video cameras can have these ideas, and that's where the empowerment of the employees comes from. So this is not just about management saying, we're going to give you the power to solve problems. It is now about people taking technology and doing incredible things with it that customers need right now.
Interesting.
But the only way a business can deal with it is to empower those employees, allow them to use technology to reach out. So it's empowered employees and empowered customers that we're talking about.
Well, let's talk a little bit about customers being empowered. Can you give us some examples?
We have several stories in the book that will scare the heck out of you. United Airlines, for example, had their customer, Dave Carroll. He took his guitar on United Airlines. He's a musician. He had to check it. They broke it. And he was not able to get satisfaction. So a little later, he created a video called United Breaks Guitars, and 9 million people have now seen that on YouTube.
Okay.
So this is what happens. Customers have access to change the way that brands are perceived.
Yeah.
With that kind of power in the hands of customers, you're just not going to be able to manage things in the old top-down fashion anymore.
Another thing that you mentioned in the book is heroes. Who are these heroes?
Hero for us is a very specific thing. HERO stands for Highly Empowered and Resourceful Operatives. This refers specifically to people who have both the desire and the ability to take technology and solve problems with it. The people I described earlier are good examples of that. We're actually in a position to measure the percentage of employees that both feel empowered and act resourceful with technology in American businesses among knowledge workers. That's about 20%. This HERO quadrant is the place where all of this innovation comes from. So a hero is somebody in your company who's trying to solve customer problems and has used technology to come up with a project to do just that.
So what kind of skill sets are we talking about for our heroes?
They have to be comfortable with technology, but these days that takes in a lot of people. If you can use a video camera to videotape your kid's birthday, you can use it to do training.
Right.
If you can connect with people on Facebook, you can imagine creating a Facebook page to connect with your own customers. But it also takes a kind of initiative that's a little bit harder to find, because these projects, no matter what kind of company it is, often run afoul of policies. They run afoul of the PR department, the legal department, the regulatory affairs department, the accounting department. So it takes political skills and perseverance to go forward with these projects. If people are interested, go to www.forrester.com/empoweredtool. There's a quiz people can take if they have a project that'll help them to expand their minds and see what sort of things am I going to have to deal with and how can I prove this is worth it.
So how do heroes, IT, and management work together? What are your thoughts on that?
The heroes themselves, these individuals with creative ideas have to say, first of all, we're using this technology to help the business. We're not using it to play around. But their managers have a job as well, which is to encourage this kind of behavior, to help clear obstacles out of their way. Also to communicate extremely clearly what the company strategy is and what the metrics are, because that way it's possible to say yes to some ideas and no to other ideas and not just have chaos as people come up with whatever they want.
And what about IT? What is the advice there?
IT departments used to be in charge of all the technology in companies. These days, it seems often all they do is say no. No, you're not allowed to do that. No, that's not part of our company policy. No, we're afraid that might violate some rule we have for security.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly do you suggest?
IT has to change to become more supportive, to say, all right, we're not going to run your project. It's too small, but we can give you some advice. And oh, by the way, we will help you to assess whether there are actual risks associated with this. It's up to you to decide whether to go forward with it when you hear what we have to say about risk.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we free IT. IT is not in charge of everything that goes wrong. They have to describe what might go wrong, and then it's up to the managers and the heroes themselves to decide whether they want to go forward.
Right. Now, Josh, how can you determine if your employees are ready to be heroes?
We actually surveyed over 4,000 information workers to look at what sort of behaviors there are within companies.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, for example, that the industry that has the highest proportion of hero employees in it is, not too surprisingly, technology, products, and services. So if you work for a company like Cisco, you're getting encouraged to innovate all the time. And there's one industry with the least number of empowered and resourceful employees in it.
Yeah.
It's government.
Of course.
We also can tell you that there are different places in the organization that are more innovative. Marketing people and non-retail salespeople are mm-hmm. very good at coming up with solutions and very innovative and energetic. Down at the other end, customer service people, which is really a tragedy because a lot of the problems come from customer service issues. If you're looking at your own company, you want to ask yourself, what happens when somebody comes up with an idea?
Right.
Scott Cook, founder of Intuit, had a nice rule of thumb. He said, suppose somebody wants to come up with something and it costs $5,000. How easy is it for them to go forward? If the answer at your company is, sure, we'd let somebody try that, then you're probably doing pretty well. If the answer is, oh, well, it has to get through four layers of management and get approval from two vice presidents, maybe you got to think about why your company's having trouble with innovation.
All right, so let's assume you're a manager or supervisor and you've got a hero working for you. Do you have to be as skilled and knowledgeable about the new technologies as the people who report to you?
Absolutely not. Managers don't have to have mastered all of this, but the manager's job is to impose some discipline on this. And I don't mean saying yes and no. I mean, let's be clear about our thinking. What exactly is this supposed to accomplish? How many people will it involve? What other departments will we need to contact? How much will it cost? Is this a project that's going to take 2 days or is it going to take 6 months?
Right.
Something that we recommend managers do with their employees is use www.forrester.com/empoweredtool.
Mm-hmm.
You can go through that and see exactly where the sticking points are. The manager's job is to help the employees make sure that what they're doing is on strategy. So it's not just a bunch of random energetic behavior, to see where the problems and sticking points are and use political skills to get some of those problems out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that tool that I refer to at www.forrester.com/empoweredtool is specifically for that individual project. I've got some blog posts coming up about the different industries, but if you really want to understand what's going on in your company, you're probably going to need to survey your employees as to whether they feel empowered and whether they act resourceful, and we can make the questions available so that companies can do that.
Josh, we know that innovative employees who want to do something creative for the company still need the support of the company. What can a manager do to help a hero?
I recently had somebody ask me about this, and they said, I've determined that this kind of change can only happen from the top down. That is so completely wrong. In fact, the best thing to do is to find one or two people who've got these ideas and support them. And then once they've succeeded, make it as visible as possible. Here's Sarah. She had this idea. We helped her. She implemented it. And now as a result of this, we've got this business result. And so everyone, let's give Sarah a round of applause. And then what happens is other people say, oh, you know, I could do that too. That's how change starts.
Hmm.
It's also possible for a company to support this with systems for innovation and collaboration.
Can you give us an example of that?
There's a great example. Chubb, very large, very old insurance company, not a place that you'd think of as a hotbed of innovation, but they used some software from a company called Imaginatic to run innovation contests. They got 600 ideas from around the company. And mm-hmm. one of the ideas that they ended up funding was from Frank Goudsmit, who'd been an underwriter for 21 years and had an idea about how to better serve life sciences companies that had offices around the world. When that happens, people say, well, look,
yeah,
he understood the customers and had this idea. They put a whole bunch of funding behind it. This company really does support innovation.
Right.
That's a top-down corporate initiative combining with recognizing an individual who had a creative idea.
All right. What about growth? Anything specific there?
This starts with hiring. I've gotten a lot of interest since this book came out from people in human resources. And of course, this changes the way you hire. You want to look not just for skills on resumes, but you want to have people who say, I built this thing, or I came up with this idea and I went forward with it. If Mark Zuckerberg's resume came across your desk and said, I built this Facebook thingy while I was in college, would you recognize that as innovation? Or would you say, that's too bad. We need somebody who's familiar with Microsoft SharePoint, and I don't think he fits the bill.
Hmm.
Now, in terms of development, a company should encourage people to take courses in technical subjects. It's not that you want your employees to become JavaScript programmers, unless, of course, that's their job. It's more that you would like to take people and expose them to the opportunities that arise as a result of understanding technology better.
Right. Now, what kinds of technology are fueling this heroes movement?
The same four technology trends are supporting both the empowerment of customers and the empowerment of employees. Biggest, most visible, and most important is the trend towards social technologies. We have more people than ever before participating in Facebook, Twitter, blogs, YouTube. So you have all of these social connections happening. The second is the really cheap, easy access that people have to video and video editing.
Right.
You can now get a flip video camera for less than $150 and make your own videos with cheap, simple editing software. And of course, you can put it up on YouTube for nothing. The third of these technology trends is mobile. Mobile has taken the trend towards social and supercharged it because now people can instantly get access to information wherever they are. And of course, mobile in the corporate environment is a huge empowering force as people get the opportunity to carry the company's information with them wherever they go. And the last is a little more obscure, is cloud computing. Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
Embedded in the internet is a lot of computing power. What this means in practical terms is where you used to require a server, you can now rent time. So we see all these applications like the New York Times application I described, or the application that Best Buy built for serving people through Twitter.
Right.
These applications can be created that you can charge as an expense on a credit card now. You don't have to set up an actual piece of hardware to do that.
All right. Now, innovative employees sometimes get pushed down. They're not given the opportunity, and that discourages other people from trying out things. What can a manager do to keep encouraging people to be heroes?
It's certainly true that if you communicate in one way or another to people who are coming up with these ideas that this is not part of their job and they shouldn't be doing this, first of all, the creative people are going to say, they don't value what I do here. I'm leaving. So you will eventually end up with a bunch of dullards working for you. Second, the level of innovation in your company will go down. And with the speed the technology moves now, I don't care whether you're in the business of making washing machines or you're a web business. If you're not keeping up with that, you're going to fall behind. And then you're going to say, well, who can help me with this?
Yeah.
It's the guy who just left. Hmm. And of course, you're taking the new people and encouraging them to believe that any sort of innovation is just going to get them slapped down.
So what should organizations do?
Scott Cook of Intuit said, we like to celebrate failure. At Best Buy, Barry Judge, the CMO, said, we support half-baked ideas.
Mm-hmm.
If you fail or if you come up with an idea that's not completely baked, a company should say, okay, well, we learned something from this. Now, this doesn't mean if somebody messes up because they're incompetent in doing their job, you say, oh, well, we're going to celebrate that failure. It means that if they're trying and innovating, You want to say, okay, well, what did we learn from that? I see, we should have done it this way. And then the second time you end up with a success.
Right, right.
Companies that succeed with this hero-driven innovation are succeeding because they have a whole lot of successes mixed with some failures. Seth Godin, in his book Lynchpin, said, people say, why don't I have more good ideas? And his answer was, because you don't have more bad ideas. Mm-hmm. To have two good ideas, you have to have 12 bad ideas and then realize these are the two good ones among the rest of them.
Josh, just to wrap this up, do you have any concluding thoughts you want to leave our audience with?
I just think this trend toward people innovating with technology is unstoppable at this point. Technology, the way it is these days, empowers individuals. It doesn't matter whether you're standing outside a restaurant with your iPhone figuring out what the review is, whether your bank has disappointed you and you're tweeting about it, mm-hmm. or you're an employee looking at a problem and saying, I can pull this web service from over here and then link it up with this thing that's out on the internet and come up with something innovative. This is the future.
Absolutely.
And managers just have to get used to individuals empowered by technology and the fact that they need to encourage this sort of innovation mm-hmm. and reap the benefits of it, as opposed to trying to be in charge of everything that people do and then wondering where the innovation went.
We've been speaking to Josh Burnoff, co-author with Ted Shadler of a brand new book called Empowered: Unleash Your Employees, Energize Your Customers, Transform Your Business. Josh, thanks for being with us on Edgewise today.
It's been great to be here.
The American Management Association has an international presence, adding value to your organization by involving you in a global community of peers and practitioners via one of the world's most sophisticated knowledge exchange networks. Today, AMA's global reach extends from Management Center Europe in Brussels to Management Center de Mexico in Mexico City, from the Canadian Management Center in Toronto to AMA Japan in Tokyo. And since 1995, AMA has served the Chinese market through the Asia-Pacific Management Institute in Shanghai. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.